This is Leo Babeu for KTWH 99.5 FM. I have the pleasure of speaking today with acting principal Julie Benson at the Two Harbors High School in our Lake Superior School District. Julie, welcome. We're recording, just for transparency, we're recording this on Tuesday afternoon, the 13th of April, after 2 days with many of your students back full-time in the building for the first time in a while. I imagine you're experiencing a little bit of an adjustment.
Yes, we are. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, yes, it's our pleasure. And I suppose it bears kind of an overview of you started the school year with students in a hybrid model. At some point, we had quite an uptick in cases. Students went home and were virtual, and then they started coming back in stages into a hybrid model. Can you remind us how that all happened, Julie, starting from back in September?
Certainly. Actually, we'll go back just a little bit,
okay.
You know, after last spring when everything was locked down and we made a huge 180 in how we did everything. We spent the summer thinking about coming back and following, of course, all the safety guidelines and what was the best way to educate our students in a pandemic. I worked with a group of staff and technology people to put together our hybrid plan. And that's September we started our school year in hybrid, which means we had a group of students in the morning and then a break in the middle of the day and a group of students in the afternoon. And then those that chose to stay virtual got their education through technology or online. We followed that hybrid, which worked pretty well for us. So we had half the students in the building, well, less than half. So spacing, social distancing was easy. Then we moved with the uptick in November in our county, and we had some cases at the school that we then went full virtual. And that took us through the holidays. And so started looking, coming back into the school in some form in January. Elementary school was encouraged to come back in full. We weren't quite given that guidance yet, so we came back in our hybrid. Once again, morning students, afternoon students, and virtual. We had to do a staggered start, so that's really confusing for families. But so we started with 7th and 8th grade for 2 weeks. And then we brought in the 9th through 12th grade students February 8th, so we were all back in full in our hybrid. Then, of course, as the guidance changed when we moved into March, the governor was kind of opening things up a little bit more, and our cases, very happy to know that the cases in Lake County were decreasing, and so we started making plans to come back basically in full, and that did take a lot of planning, and so we gave us until the first of the fourth quarter, which is April 12th, is when we brought everybody back in full. So we have probably 500, 520 in the building and probably about 100 that decided to stay virtual. So that's kind of our coming and going for this school year.
So, yeah, so at this point, you have 80% of the students back for what is largely a full school day, really for the first time this year.
Correct.
This school year of 2021. Fantastic. You had the planning over the summer that apparently paid dividends in that you were ready for anything that came your way, whether it was different hybrid models going full virtual and then coming back. The transition going fairly well so far back for the start of the fourth quarter?
Yes. Once again, I don't want to take away from the fact it took a lot of work from a lot of people. Our transportation, our bus drivers have been great in being flexible. Our custodians and all the extra work that they've had to do and rearrange things again, and then our kitchen crew. So, yes, it's been a good transition. It's been great to have the kids in the building, but it takes a lot of work to make this all happen.
Well, yeah, maybe you could help paint the better picture of what it's like on the ground level of accomplishing some of these things, because I assume what you're referring to is that you still have a lot of precautionary measures in place, people being masked, and I don't know how spacing is conducted, how passing in the halls is conducted. Maybe you could just kind of fill us in on some of the special steps that are still part of every school day and keeping us as protected from spread, because of course right now, you know, in other parts of the state, there are concerns for spread even among our younger members of the population.
Yes, exactly. And so following the guidelines the best that we can, but of course we want to kind of exceed those guidelines. So when I talk about transportation, we kind of redid our school day a little bit, and our kids get picked up a little bit later, so they get dropped off closer to 8 o'clock, so there's no congregating in any common areas. We used to have kids come and enjoy the cafeteria and have breakfast with each other and so forth. All of that we have limited or done without, so there's no congregating. And then our locker bay, we just reopened. The kids were using backpacks, so they didn't have to congregate at the lockers, but now, of course, with school safety, that we're not having backpacks, but the lockers were spread out. Some classes, they're no longer close together. We had ability to spread out the use of the lockers. And then the passing in the hallway is pretty similar, but of course it's just a quick 4 minutes. But in the classroom, we used to have desks for half the kids, and they were at least 6 feet or more apart. Now the guidance is 3 feet, and so, of course, we are upholding that 3 feet, and wherever we can do more than 3 feet, we do.
Right.
The biggest change that you'll see if you came into the building is now our great hall is part of the cafeteria. We had to get more tables
to spread things out. Okay.
Yep. And so we are up and down the hallway with the table 6 feet apart. The kids are only two at a table. They're 6 feet apart. So, of course, when they're eating, their masks are down. And so we're doing the best that we can to mitigate that. We no longer go through the lunch lines to stand close together and get our lunch on trays. It's more of a kind of a pickup. It's kind of a styrofoam container and a bag of this. And it's a quick in and out of the kitchen or now the concession stand. We split that and then find a table where it's just two per table. So that's kind of the biggest thing if people came into the building and like, wow, this is different.
Yeah. So, yeah, one of those lunch realities is you just have to generate a little more solid waste to have things in a little bit more of a disposable fashion so that there's not the same kind of service with people having to stand close to one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we hate to do that because, you know, we've always been environmentally aware and concerned and so forth. But for this time period, keeping everybody spread apart and not gathering in any fashion, yeah, lunch is kind of, like you say, kind of a grab and go.
Right. And as you mentioned, this is what the visitor might see that is fundamentally different. But that brings up the point there probably aren't just casual visitors coming through very often at this point. Or how would you describe the way that adults are in the building now? Are the only people I would see staff now?
Well, it's open. It's lightened up just a little bit, but right now we kind of limit any additional people in the building the best that we can.
Right.
I mean, of course, this winter we had our winter sports, and so following all of the guidelines for that to even happen, you know, but we did have adults in the building for basketball. Here again, we do have once in a while a guest speaker that has come in, but we really try to limit that. And anybody who comes into the building, of course, definitely has to be masked like everybody else at all times. And then the social distancing. But no, most of the time, you'll see mostly just staff.
I want to know, just kind of from the heart perspective, how is it feeling? What are the reactions? Say, let's start with staff members. Was there anxiety followed by relief? Or just how would you know, I guess it runs the gamut, but you tell me some of the staff responses you've heard in the first few days.
You know, it does run the gamut, but I guess I have to really say sincere thank you to our county health department because they really made us a priority to get teachers vaccinated. And that really, for those who, any staff member, I should say, and anyone who chose to, we've been vaccinated. So that you could just tell right from that there's just a little bit less stress, a little bit more relief. They were kind of anxious yesterday morning just to see how the rooms are going to, you know, once they're filled, you know, or closer to capacity and so forth. But by the end of the day, the comments that I received were, it was great to have kids back. It's more normal. It was like the first day of school. Yeah, we had to go through a lot of different rules and so forth with the kids and reminders and so forth. But overall, people were very happy to have the kids back in the building.
If I'm one of those young people coming into the building for the first time for a full school day since last spring, oh my gosh, it's hard to think about that. But I mean, is it anticlimactic for them? Because when they get in the building, it's still a lot of COVID pandemic rules reigning, like the congregating isn't quite what they would want, or is there great relief too expressed by them, the students?
Well, I know that, like I say, we have a certain percentage of students that came back that haven't been in the building at all. And so it was very much like that first day of school, kind of like, where do I go? Where am I going to get my schedule? How am I going to get to my locker? And so it was really that like that first day. But I had the feeling that they were glad to be here, but needed a little kind of gentle moving along to get them what they needed and get them settled.
Right. I didn't take that into account. There were students who went virtual from the beginning of the year who hadn't been back.
Right.
Okay. So for some teachers, they were seeing their students, at least in person for the first time. I assume they saw them over a web camera at some point.
Yes. But yeah, they're right. Throughout the year, there was times where, you know, people say, I have this student, I don't know what they look like. If they walked in my room, I wouldn't even know, here again, whether the camera was on or whether they're masked or not coming in at all. So, yeah.
Wow. Was it a little over-enthusiastic or just wound up in general in the student population? How would you describe that? Or just relief?
You know,
that could have been it too. Just happy to feel a little more normal.
You know, and that's kind of, like I say, kind of the feel that I had is that, and our student council members did a nice job of kind of greeting them. Like I say, it was really like the first day of school feel. We had greeters at the door and welcome everybody back. But those that, you know, like I said, with our hybrid, we did our very best to make sure the kids were in the school every day. They might not have gone to every class every day, and
right.
They were only here for 3 hours, but they were here in the building. But yet I still had a feeling yesterday that they're like, it's normal, it's school. Hey, heading out to my locker and then, you know, heading up to lunch. I think when they got to lunch, it was like, oh, we still have some rules that we have to follow and things aren't quite back to normal. But I think that, just the chatter at the lunch hour, here again, friends just being close to friends as the limitations would allow them and so forth. So
I mean, I'm excited to hear that. Obviously, the rest of 2021, at least the spring part of school in 2021, is still going to be very much governed by, you know, the pandemic still being out there because, for instance, you can't really do a gym the way it would have been done, right? People aren't using the changing locker rooms.
Correct.
So people have to
do
gym in their street clothes, I think, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, we tell the kids to come kind of dressed appropriately for gym, and a lot of their activities have, you know, it's not like they're running the track or they're playing, full court basketball, you know,
right.
We recognize. So they're doing a little badminton unit that I saw right now, and I know that they've done some of the ping pong and shuffleboard, and the FIA teachers are really looking forward to being able to be outside. You know,
right.
Here again, using the track and the tennis courts. And like you say, then it's a little bit easier. People can breathe a little easier when they're outside.
Yeah, and who knows? The sleet may stop and we may have a few sunny days before first week of June, Julie, perhaps.
I hope so. Yeah, yesterday I'm like, oh, great start. And then today it's like, oh, it's snowing. So that's a little bit. Because we were talking about, you know, giving our kids some more additional relief at lunch is be able to take them outside. But of course, as you know, in northern Minnesota, it's not every day that you can count on that. So
no, and lately, you know, if you don't want to look like a prune, you'd need the kind of rain gear they have on the oar boats.
Exactly.
So we're speaking today with Julie Benson, who is the acting principal at our Two Harbors High School. And we're talking about the fact that, 80% or so of the students are back for largely a regular in-person school day for the first time in, gosh, I don't know, is it a year? Is it a little over a year?
I think over a year, March 12th, I think I got the phone call of, hey, we need to meet. The governor's going to lock us down. And I think we had one last week together, and then that was it. So, yeah, it's been over a year.
Yeah, and frankly, I know you come from the teaching ranks, Julie, to be in your leadership position, and I considered it one of the most amazing things that has ever happened since I've been around education to see people have to switch to a distance learning model virtually overnight. I don't know, maybe you're still recovering from that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have nothing but praise for my staff. You know, teachers are teachers. They're going to do what's best for kids whenever they can. And a lot of them had a lot of new technology to learn to make that happen. And being a good teacher, you always reflect. And so after last spring, with that craziness, we reflected and we put together a better plan to do it better. And we implemented that in our hybrid. And we're still doing synchronous teaching. So all of that software that we purchased, all of the new, they just helped each other out to get to that point that we could offer the best, you know, educational services that we can in this pandemic. And I just, my staff all the way around did a great job. But they're tired. I mean, they've worked hard.
Yeah.
So, but like you say, they're glad to have, I mean, the feeling is they're just glad to have the kids here, even though there's still some challenges.
And certainly it was a unique and tough end for the class of 2020 senior year, but those who are seniors this year have had quite the ordeal. The folks who are in the class of 2021 are going to graduate with 13 months of school unlike they had prepared for, and they had to go through all of the preparation for going out into the great big world while under that duress. So I imagine there's maybe some conversations that still have to be had to help kids process some of this. I don't know if staff is on a high lookout for seeing, now that you can actually observe the students again in person, those that might be not holding up as well under the stress of what they've been through.
You know, what's nice about being in a school our size is that right from the get-go, we know our students. And if we met together all last spring every once a week with each grade level, and we talked about is students. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? Of course, you know, in a small town, you kind of know families and situations. But Dan and Callie are counselors. They're on top of it. I mean, we care about kids. And so that mental health piece was always on our radar. And not that we were able to solve everything, but certainly reached out to as many possible as we could and made arrangements. Even when we were in our full distance or virtual learning, we still made a way to bring those kids in that were struggling in time in the classroom, time in the building, whatever it took. And so our counseling staff did a great job at keeping those connections. But you are correct. It is nice to have them in the building and here again. Visually, you can see the kids that still might be struggling, because they're going to be struggling for a while. This has not been easy on anybody.
As you mentioned, you got this going in time for having the full fourth quarter of 2021 being in person for the lion's share of the kids. Are those folks who are seniors going to have their usual rites of passage, or how are things? Is there any way that you can simulate, say, the normal prom or graduation experience, or are we on track for something of a normal graduation with just reduced numbers? You want to tell us what's planned, Julie?
Yeah, we really feel for the class of 2021 because they missed so much of their senior year, and we're going to do our best to offer them what we can. There's still limitations, but they're still going to do their class trip. They're still going to have the opportunity to do a junior-senior prom event. Here again, limitations, but we're going to do a grand march, but it's going to be live streamed, so we won't have any additional audience that night, but we will do the grand march. They will go down to the Graceland and have dinner, and unfortunately not a lot of dancing, way too many rules come around dancing, but a time together.
Yeah.
And then the honors night, we're able to do that in our auditorium. Here again, numbers might be limited. And then graduation. Right now, we meet with the senior class on Thursday for things to be finalized, but the thought to give them a more traditional graduation would be here in the building, but limited attendance. And here again, we're going to do the best that we can to have as many people as we can, but still do that traditional graduation. So if nothing happens, I hope our plans can stay that way, and we can give the students a little taste of what a normal senior year would be.
Can you recall the date of graduation? Will be June
4th is our graduation.
I would just encourage everybody in the community, if you have a neighbor or friend, relative who's graduating that week, they could all use a big collective. I know we can't run up and hug them all, but big shout out to them during their closing days of their very unusual senior year in high school.
You know, it's not easy with graduation and having to limit numbers, because graduation has actually always been a celebration of the whole community. We have a lot of community members that come to graduation just because they feel that it's important. It doesn't necessarily have somebody graduating, and we fill up the gym, 1,000 people or so. This year it's going to be different, and like you say, limited, because here again, we can only have 250, 265, whatever the number is. So that's kind of sad. But at the same time, like you just said, if everyone just keeps our graduates in mind and, you know, if you see them on the street or whatever way that you can congratulate them, that would be great. But, yeah, can't have everybody in the building quite yet.
Yeah, and we're going to try to salute them on the airwaves. We'll talk to you behind the scenes about that, how we can get everybody's name shouted out to the community on the radio. But, Julie, if I could, I would do an individual personalized shout out to each staff member of the high school and the district, in fact. But, you know, we can't get through all those names in anything less than half an hour, but we really do appreciate you all. We certainly appreciate your role in this, Julie.
Well, I appreciate that, and like I say, we've always had a very supportive communities at both ends of the district, and yeah, we've kind of all been in this together, so...
And here's hoping that the rest of the community across the state, you know, the total population gets it together and we get our herd immunity and the fall of 2021 is as close to normal a start to a school year as we could hope for. I'm jumping ahead, but...
Oh, no, we're already thinking about that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
We're hoping that it will, like you say, be normal.
Yeah, as normal as can be expected. And there will be all kinds of news reporting about what age of youth may be eligible. And, well, we'll see whether anything is required in terms of vaccination. Those are issues that are going to be decided on outside of the school community. And they all affect you, though. They will all affect you. So my best wishes for that turning out as best as it possibly can go. Thanks a lot, Julie, for visiting with us today on KTWH.
Thank you.
And have a great rest of the fourth quarter. Julie Benson, our Two Harbors High School acting principal. Take care.
Thanks.
This is Leo Baybue reporting for KTWH.